Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me now is Congressman Ralph Norman. Welcome, Representative.
Well, great to be with you, Tara.
Absolutely. You know, I didn't notice something until you brought it up. And then I went, oh my gosh, Trump has asked all Republican legislators in the nation, legislatures, to redistrict to help him to get more Congress seats for Republicans. We desperately need that ahead of the midterms. And you pointed to Columbia here in South Carolina. That's a red legislature. What are they up to?
Well, I called for it months ago, Tara. District 6, which is held by a 31-year incumbent, Jim Clyburn, needs to be redistricted fairly. And if you look at the lines on District 6, it's gerrymandering at its worst. You would have to be to figure the jigsaw puzzle out for the lines to where to go vote. You'd either have to be a land surveyor or a Michigan aside to figure out what precinct to go vote. I called for this months ago because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, you've got 7 congressmen in South Carolina. 1 is taking a conservative vote away from the other 6 conservatives. And so it's time to do it fairly and let Jim Clyburn, if he's popular, get reelected. And if he's not, then so be it. But we need to put up a good candidate. And he's Jim Clyburn. I like him. But Tara, he's a poster child for supporting a man in Joe Biden who opened the borders up, who did so much damage to this country economically and in every way. So we're going to present it when I'm governor, as we'll have it on the desk and let the legislature decide it, and we'll take it to the people.
They tell me that this is a Republican legislature. I mean, why would they drag their feet on this, do you think?
You got a bunch of rhinos who campaign on conservatism, you know, less government, less taxes, yet when they vote. I mean, Tara, the last 10 years in South Carolina, government has doubled in the cost. You know, our taxes are too high. Our infrastructure is gone to pot. Our judicial system is electing judges who are cutting criminals loose. And it's just got to be an overhaul of the entire state. And it can be done, but you can't put people in office who are going to play politics at every level. And that's what's happened. I mean, we've got a supermajority in the House and Senate. And to have the kind of policies and to let the very important things go has got to be reversed. And I think it will be when I'm elected.
When you look at how radical Jim Clyburn is, Democrat Jim Clyburn, and the fact that this Republican legislature drew a gerrymandered district to elect him, I mean, this is a guy who just endorsed Soran Mamdani.
Yeah, that's a wake-up call. I mean, you have New York has been an icon for the arts, for the banking community, a Statue of Liberty's there. The people of New York lost their liberty. They lost their freedom by putting a socialist in. And where has it ever worked? It hasn't. And you're going to have a lot of people who are going to close up shop and move to other states, and South Carolina being one of them. But we've got to be prepared, and we've got to make sure they don't bring the politics with them. And the other thing is, we can't give our state away to these companies who only promise jobs, and we pay them, you know, with our hard-earned tax money. That's got to change. We've got to protect South Carolina, and you know, it's not even a question of growth. We're going to have the growth, but unsustained growth? No, I won't do that.
Ralph Norman, switching topics for just a minute. What do you think about eliminating the filibuster in the Senate?
The nuclear option, you know, I've heard ever since I've been in Congress for the last 7 years that, you know, you can't do it because the Democrats, when they get in power, will do it. They're going to do it anyway. And so, you know, you look at what this party has become, which is a Marxist socialist party, which will they play by no rules, and power is the only thing they understand. So, yeah, I would be in favor of that. I think the president's right on it. And I don't know how long this thing will go. They're, you know, excited about what happened in Virginia and New York. But, you know, that never was really a pickup for conservatives anyway. I mean, it's a struggle at best since in my recent memory. But, yeah, I would vote. I would go with that. And I think it's time has come. And I think we ought to see what happens in the next week or so. But you got families under the SNAP program. The women and infant children are suffering. It's, you know, it's really begin to take a toll on everybody now.
Ralph Norman, make me feel better about this, okay? Because you and I disagree on this. I don't think we should get rid of the filibuster. And here's what scares me. Maybe you'll make me feel better. The Democrats fully intended to pass amnesty. And would have if Kirsten's, and remember, they had control of the Senate. They didn't get rid of the filibuster, and that kept them from passing amnesty. And they did it as two Democrats defected, you know, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema defected. They didn't get rid of the filibuster, so they didn't get the amnesty through. We got amnesty through. I mean, I don't think another Republican would ever win the presidency again. I think Democrats, part of the reason they're doing the shutdown, if they can't get the funding for illegal immigrant Medicaid, maybe we will take away the filibuster so that next time they win, maybe steal an election in 2028, they can ram the amnesty through. And I mean, South Carolina flips purple, North Carolina goes blue, Florida goes blue, Texas goes blue. That's my biggest fear. And I feel like there's really no guarantee Democrats will be able to get rid of the filibuster. They couldn't do it last time. Tell me where I'm wrong there.
Well, I think, you know, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are no longer there. And if you look at the makeup of the Senate, yes, we've got a majority, but it's kind of like in South Carolina, Tara, it's a majority in name only. A lot of them are true Democrats who just campaigned to get reelected as Republicans. You know, I think they've got the amnesty anyway, because look what happened in Prop 50 in California. They've rigged the voting system. The mail-in ballots accounted for 29% of the vote, over 6 million votes. All that to say is, with the filibuster, you know, they will go, they have no bounds, there are no rules with the Democrats now, and if it's to their advantage, they would use it. The money that Soros is putting up to elect senators, House members, is really scary. And if there's ever a time to get active, my job as governor will be to recruit good, solid business people who will agree to run and, you know, and sacrifice for the country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because it's going to take it.
Ralph Orman, Norman, why not just get rid of the filibuster for CRs? That way we can get this spending package through, but they can't get amnesty through later. Why not do that?
Well, that's an option. It's not just the CR now, because we've got to put a date on it. I mean, November 21 is when it runs out. We don't have time. If we go back next week, mm-hmm. we don't have the time to pass appropriation bills by November 21st. Now, I'm not for an omnibus, which is a catch-all for give everybody anything, and it's like Christmas, you know, come again in the legislature. So we're going to have to come up with a CR with a date past January. The movement that the proposal that I keep hearing now is they want to the Senate will sign the CR, but they want the Obama subsidies to continue, which is a non-starter. I'm not voting for that. But the date is real important. If you hear Christmas time, mm-hmm. extend it through Christmas time, that's a non-starter. I'm not voting for it, and the group of us in the Freedom Caucus will not, because of I know what happens around Christmas. They drag it out. People want to go home to celebrate with their families. And that's a ploy that's been used ever since I've been there by Democrat and Republicans.
Ralph Norman, we've been promised an actual budget by Mike Johnson since 2023 when he won. He keeps saying, oh, we just got to get to the next one, the next vote. Now, promise you can have a budget so we can finally go through and line item cut, and we can stop passing Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's budget as a CR. It's ridiculous we keep doing that. You would know, you're in Congress. Is Mike Johnson right now in these committees? Is there a real budget? Are appropriations bills going through, or are there no appropriations bills at all? Is that just a smokescreen?
No, the appropriation bills finally have limits on it. I mean, you got to remember, Tara, in reconciliation, when have you ever seen any budget cut? Now, it's a trillion and a half is a minor cut, but still, it's in the right direction. One thing about Mike, you can trust what he says, and he's doing the best he can with herding cats that go in all different directions. And I tell you, with some of these people, when it cuts, they're good at spending your money, but when it comes to cutting anything, it's almost, you almost have to shed blood to cut anything. But bottom line, we've got a financial crisis coming, heading our way. When they stop buying our bonds, we're going to, as the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts said, we're coming to a dead stop. Now, I hope we can ward that off, but it starts with sticking to our guns on making sure we at least save the trillion and a half that the reconciliation brought, and then get the time extended. And at least we're on the right path. And I think with Mike, he's keeping us together. He has conference calls with us every week, and you can trust what he says. And he's pushing it as far as he can. You got to remember, President Trump is a tremendous backstop for Mike and for everybody, to be honest with you.
So do you think then, Ralph Norman, in the next year, the Republicans will actually put up appropriations bills, bills that are ours, our spending, where we can go in and cut this stupid Democrat programs we don't even support anyway? Do you think we'll actually see real appropriations bills in a real budget in the next year, or no?
depends on how you define real. In my mind, if we could cut all the 12 appropriation bills, we could cut 30% and not even miss it.
Yeah.
And instead of $1.5 trillion, we could save $10, $15, $20 trillion. But it's easier said than done. I mean, I realize that, it's just going to take a wholesale change of, particularly in the House. You're going to have to get some members there who will take the hard line and will say no to, you know, those groups that come to you and say we have to have this spending. I'm sorry, the cancer in this country is overspending, and you're not going to cure cancer with aspirin and Tylenol. You're going to cure it with severe cuts. And with Trump, I have hope, because I think he's seeing now we're in the fight of our lives to save this country.
So what is it going to take, Ralph Norman? You said we need to have some people in the House. Do we not have them now? Would it take like a new census, new redrawing? What would it actually take to get those people you're talking about?
First of all, we've got to have true voter reform. We've got to have integrity in voting. Trump is doing the executive order on, you know, the way we to make sure we have honest elections. In South Carolina, we don't have that. We've got to put up, and we'll be having a press conference this coming, probably next week, on true voter integrity. It could be paper ballots. It could be getting away with the mail-in ballots and putting tight restraints and verification of who's voting. We got to get dead people off the rolls. And why do you think California is going to be able to pick up 5 seats? The immigration there was rampant. They have did away with the commissions that fairly, or at least did a halfway job of the voter, you know, who was put up. But, you know, it's a, it's going to be a work in progress, but we can do it. And it's going to take people, as far as Congress goes, it's going to take people that, you know, will actually do that and not just talk about it. And it's going to be a work. It's going to take a lot of work, but I think we can do it. But it starts with people.
Ralph Norman, where can people go to find your gubernatorial campaign?
Ralph Norman for governor.com.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.